Art, the Mariners came up with a new way to get to a new low, losing 4 out of 6 games to the team perceived to be the worst in baseball, the Houston Astros. How'd they do it?
It's just been grim. There is a legitimate reason. I'm not saying an excuse. I'm saying a reason. Their starting outfield has been hurt for most of the season. Michael Saunders ran into the wall and went on the disabled list with a sprained shoulder. Mike Morse got hit on his hand by a pitched ball and came back after 4 games, even though the pinky was broken. I think that's way too soon, and he's certainly not performed well since then. And poor Franklin Gutierrez has fallen apart
again.
He's on the disabled list now with a strained hamstring. And that's a lot of people to have out. And the consequence to that is you're putting poor old 40-year-old Raul Ibanez out in left field to stagger around and, you know, almost hurt himself with flying objects out there that he should be catching. That wasn't part of the plan. He was going to be a DH and a pinch hitter, and maybe 1 or 2 days a week he played left field. Now he's playing regularly, and he shouldn't be. So a lot of things have accumulated that are legitimate to compromise their start, but that doesn't make it any easier to take because the fans are just ready to be cynical.
Well, some of that is physical, like you were mentioning, but a lot of it's in their head, seems to be.
Yes. Yeah, I think there's a pressure that was building here that seems a little incongruous to, I suppose, a fan of the Red Sox or the Yankees, because that's where pressure is. There's a lot of expectation.
Every season, right? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, every game, every at-bat, the fan base is expecting excellence. Well, that's ridiculous. But the pressure in Seattle, well, you know, 500.
Yeah.
But the treasure that's been invested by the franchise in individual players is apparently a lot. Jesus Montero knows he was traded for a rookie star pitcher, Michael Pineda, and he's playing to the pressure. And Dustin Ackley was the second pick in the draft in 2009 when the Mariners could have had Mike Trout, the superstar phenom for the Angels. And Justin Smoke was traded for Cliff Lee, a very, very good veteran pitcher in 2010. And these guys are acting as if the weight of the world is on them. It shouldn't be that way, but that's how they're performing. And then it turns out that Kendrys Morales is slumping, coincidentally, at the beginning of the year. And that's what really is troubling, I think, to the fan base. If this slump happened in July, well, not so much. But out of the gate after spring training is what is so galling to the fan base and why you leap from skepticism to cynicism in losing to the Astros, you know, because that's just the worst thing possible. The Astros have a $25 million payroll. The Mariners have $80 million payroll. And the Mariners can't beat them. In fact, they get clobbered. So the mortification is complete.
Well, and losing as they have in April is pretty telling as far as Mariner history goes.
Yes. If they have a losing April, they have a losing season. If they have a winning April, they have a winning season. And it's for 35 of the 37 years, that's prevailed. That's a remarkable barometer. And so if the Mariners were to win their last 6 games, they would have a losing April record at 14-15. And if history prevails, that means they're going to have a losing season. That would be disappointing, and it's already disappointing, and fans have already made the leap off the bandwagon if they were on it at all.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.